Good morning, and I just apologize first for turning you back my back to you today. I wish I could face the audience, but I hope you will bear with me. I just wanted to first of all thank Tatiana for and the ISA team for inviting me today. I think it's very important. I am from the Department of Economic and Social Affairs of the United Nations, based in New York, and I think it's very important of what is discussed here today in Geneva feeds into the discussion that we are having in New York on similar topics. So very, very, thank you very much for that opportunity and for the excellent collaboration that we have on this topic. Second, what I want to highlight to you, and maybe something that is maybe you're not familiar with, but this is really something that alignment of the private sector with the SDGs is something that's very high on the priority for the Secretary General, Mr. Gutierrez. And I just want to take one example of to show of why and what is happening in New York on this topic recently. And Mr. Gutierrez 2 weeks ago launched what is called the Global Investor for Sustainable Development Alliance, and it's supported by DESA, but also by UNCTAD and other UN agencies. And that alliance is actually gathering 30 CEOs from the most influential companies around the world. That includes companies like UBS, Aviva, Bank of America, Citibank, Allianz. So these investors have a tremendous amount of money under management, and they are all committed to work on this topic together with the UN to see how we can move forward the alignment of the private sector with sustainable development and how we can move forward the agenda of sustainable investing. And I think that's a tremendous opportunity to really gather private and public sector along those issues. We have talked a lot about regulation, but also there is a lot of demand from the private sector. And the reason why all these investors are actually interested in the topic is not pure philanthropy, it's also because they realize there's a need for the private sector to align with the sustainable development for long-term value creation. And especially because they are large investors, they want the economy to perform well overall, so their financial return is also performing well. The second aspect is also the aspect that the relationship between ESG and financial performance. We have conducted a lot of studies or review a lot of studies on this topic last year, and really to see whether companies that are performing well on environmental social issue are also the one performing well on financially. And the bulk of those studies are actually showing that there is no need for a trade-off between a high performance on environmental social issue and financial performance. So investors can take this element into consideration and sometimes achieve even financial outperformance. And I think that is key, because that's only why all these investors are really interested in the topic. It's also because there is this relationship. And so that's very good news, and that's why there's so much interest in the financial industry about ESG investing and all this topic. But the question for us today is sort of, it's, have we solved the problem then? You have all these investors, trillions of money that are presented as sustainable investing, responsible investing. One in four dollar of total US assets under management is supposedly invested in a sustainable and responsible manner. So that's all good, but have we solved the problem? And the short answer is no, because we haven't achieved the SDGs. We are still seeing the corporate carbon emission rising. We're still seeing a lot of, we are still far away from most of the goals. So there is a question of how do we, what is the impact of all this emergence of sustainable investing? And I think that's where this question of sustainability reporting is really comes into the picture. Is we need to find a way to better measure the alignment of private companies with the SDGs, and the initiative of the core indicators are certainly something that we should encourage. But we are still a long way to go, and that's why one of the objectives of the alliance I just mentioned will look at this question: how do we define sustainable investing to make it sure it has an impact, and how do we measure that impact by using either the existing data that are reported, but also maybe looking at where are the gaps and how we can fill those gaps. So that's something that I hope we can, and UNCTAD is very involved in that as well. So I'm sure, and I invite everyone that willing to contribute to also take contact us and see how we can work together. So that's something we work on. Another thing I wanted to just quickly mention is that we work with the private sector, but we also, of course, works with the government. And one of the things we do in my office is publishing what is called a Financing for Sustainable Development report every year, and basically looking at the financing of the SDGs through different dimensions, public development assistance, but also private sector business and private finance. And that's where we actually look at all the different initiatives and provide recommendations for member states on how they can take this agenda forward. So this report is presented in April at the ECOSOC Forum on Financing for Development. And all the governments are actually negotiating an outcome document based on this report. And last year, we have highlighted this issue of sustainability reporting. We have highlighted the issue of that it's not only reporting, it's not the goal in itself, it's also we need to change the incentive. I think some of the colleagues before mentioned that, how we change the incentive in the financial sector. So we will continue, of course, this work. And I see I'm running short of my 7 minutes, so I will conclude there. But basically, what I think there is this convergence between this private initiative, public government, and I think there is a way for the UN to try to bring all these initiatives together and try to find the standardization and harmonization that we have talked, and try to also push the government to be more ambitious on some of those issues. And I think this ECOSOC and FFD process is a way to do that in the UN. So with this, I thank you for your attention, and I hope it was useful. Thank you.